Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a big win. The 49ers saved their season. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy for the Niners. But what I wanted to bring up is whenever somebody says fire Shanahan, which yours truly does, everybody goes, well, who are you going to get? And Belichick's available, and he's going to have a team next year. So what I'm saying is Shanahan's evaluation is, for me, sped up to this season. You better figure it out, because he is a much better Mark Jackson in my book.
Oh, my.
And Belichick's Steve Kerr, because we also have financial issues. We got a bloated payroll, and Belichick has no problem sending those people away. So what do you guys think? Thanks.
You know what?
I'll just be honest with you. Please.
I don't see Belichick being the coach of the 49ers.
Me neither.
I don't, like, you know why? I don't see him.
Well, they don't need him,
I don't
one.
See him fitting with Jed York.
And he's got to 2 Super Bowls in the last 5 years, Donnie. Come on, man.
By the way.
Come on. Let's put some
respect. The NFL will address something that happened last night. I cannot be the only one who saw this.
I am, dude, you know I'm good. Like,
and you're not going to know what I'm talking about because it was TV.
All right.
So I don't know what was going on last night, but I'm watching the game on my big screen, and for whatever reason, It felt like the picture was so crystal clear that it just was never like that before. And they show Kyle Shanahan on that screen with this play sheet over his mouth. I'll tell you what.
Dude, give it to me.
I mean, I could almost read, not that I would know how to decipher it, but
it's incredible,
man. You can see a lot of that play sheet, and I swear to God, in the first quarter, he's got that play sheet in front of him, talking behind it. They're showing it on the television screen. He looks up. And I wonder if they were showing it on the big screen in the stadium, because I could have sworn he looked up, looked a little annoyed, and just like started walking down the sidelines, like to get away from where the camera was.
Wow.
And McCarthy's play sheet has the little steel rings. You know, it's got about 4 sheets on it. It's got the steel ring notebook.
Yeah.
No, it looked updated. Yeah. It was color coordinated. I mean, I'll tell you what, you cannot tell me that anybody who's knowledgeable about football or a football coach, if you couldn't have stopped
to see the play.
I'm telling you.
HD.
888-957-9570. Off my rocker. Did anybody else notice that if they were watching it on television last night? Let's go to Aaron in San Jose. Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, what's up, Goo? It's your boy Aaron from Twitter. How are you doing today, Goo?
Oh, wow, Aaron. I'm kind of mad. Man, he worked with us at the old building. What, the Dodger fan? What's up, Aaron? We got into it on Twitter. Yeah, hey. What's up, baby?
Get him, Aaron.
My question for Goo is, sure, you had your Cowboys jersey on. How long did you keep it on before you switched over to your Niners jersey, Goo?
Dude, listen, I don't own a Niners jersey. And I love Aaron. I don't own a Niners jersey.
You were given one. Listen, you were gifted one by one of our listeners.
Aaron called me, Mouth. Can you sit this one out? Lay out. Listen, Aaron, I know the material you're running, but you're nothing like me. I am the diest of hardest of fans. So don't come for me. It doesn't work. It's called a job, and it's called being from the Bay. Something you need to learn about is called objectivity. And that's what I have, bro. And you insult me every time you say that I got my dedentance on under my clothes.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I remember who you are.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yes, sir. Dodgers and four.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks,
hey,
Aaron.
I cussed at you, but you know I didn't mean
get
it,
man.
I love you.
No, I know that, Goo. I love you, too, man. Yeah. Love you.
This is my guy.
Stop,
Aaron. This is what life's about. You call after a tweef, and you hash it out.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah, I feel better.
Well,
that's maturity.
I thought the boss was going to call me.
On Twitter. Wow.
I thought the boss was going to call
me. You are in a league of your own.
He told me to take it down, but he didn't call me. He left me alone. Anyway, do you remember him now, eh? The DJ.
Yeah.
I feel better, man.
He was a man alone at the old building as a Dodger fan. I remember that.
What are you watching tonight? We got too much.
What? You mean the football?
Lakers, Suns. Okay. That's, Steelers, Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Game 3 in New York.
No interest.
In what?
The World Series. Sorry.
This is all shtick.
Lakers, Suns.
Yeah, what are those two? It's that. Seriously.
49er Frankie, watch all three at one time.
Watch this.
It's feasible.
You know what? I'll be happy to do this. Suns, Lakers.
Right.
Okay.
Steelers, Giants.
World Series. Which one are you watching?
I'm watching all three. Bro.
I'm not.
I mean, what are you missing from
if they're
the world?
All at the same time,
yes.
And most people don't have seven screens,
you need
then what are you watching?
But Stani, you could use your phone for a screen, your laptop.
It's not that important.
See,
to me.
And that.
Oh
that,
yeah, you can see
I'm
a lot.
Breaking
you
out
can
high.
Really, you can that. Really see that strike zone on a phone. Yeah, that's fun.
Dude, did you see those two games play out? They went down to the wire.
No, I didn't.
Wow. You're missing out, man.
Yeah, I saw the highlights. Watch the All-22. It's actually the All-18. Get it?
And I'm up here laughing is what's so sad about it, man. You'll be watching.
Kyle Schett, I'll try to get. I can't get to it all, and then I have to prioritize. Kyle Shanahan, what'd you say to the team at half?
Stop having penalties. There was no message. It was, we got to stop hurting ourselves. I think 7.5 yards of play in the first half and had a bunch of big penalties that I thought really hurt us. You know, Debo's obvious one getting called back, a couple of the holdings on some long runs. And then, you know, missing that fourth down was big. I felt we were doing some good stuff, but we hurt ourselves. And it was nice to start off third quarter and go down and score right away. And D started rolling. I think we got a turnover the next drive and did it again and got on a little groove there for a little bit.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, that's what he said to Melissa Stark on the halftime interview.
I mean, we saw some mistakes.
Yeah,
we saw some long plays. Kittle had one for 43 yards. Debo for 47.
I thought your boy.
And Pearsall for 39, just running with the wind.
I thought your boy on that first long Debo reception, if he turns his head,
he
could make a play on it.
Kendricks.
But he didn't. Yeah.
But Stani, he shouldn't have that assignment. He can't keep up with that type of speed. And he was coming off an injury.
Oh,
so the
boy.
Point goes to who? The play caller for
Shanahan.
Blowing that up. Yeah.
Yeah, Shanny.
Kyle.
Now, he was in his bag.
A better ball, maybe Debo scores.
But maybe a better ball he didn't even catch.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the fourth down, Kyle, that was on Purdy. It was behind him.
Are they really throwing it? But they were.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about that game, Niner fans? The question I'm asking is, was it good enough last night? And does it make you feel good? Or do you still think, well, you know, the Cowboys aren't very good. And we almost gave up a game losing score again and we couldn't put them away. I'm looking at it positively because of all the contributions they got from their young players. Six rookies by my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six rookies participating and being a part of the win. Look, they've been without McCaffrey the whole year.
Man.
Debo's missed a few games. Ayuk's going to miss the rest of the season.
Hargrave's gone.
They've weathered the injury storm at least through eight games, and now the question becomes, can they get healthy and start winning games at a higher clip?
Tell me real quick here why a 49er fan shouldn't feel as good as the Seattle victory, where the you were up 20 points in that game, and it got down to six, and Geno Smith had the ball, you know, with the chance to go up, but you picked him off. So, I mean, I don't think you could style point the Niners right now in 2024 being with the list of injuries so long and who's on there. So to me, Stoney, the bottom line is you got the dub, you're 4-4, you got what, 13 days off. Hopefully you get back on the field in Tampa Bay and McCaffrey's back there. That's when I think Niner fans will start feeling good. But how can you really be mad or scoff at a 4-4 with everything that's gone on this season?
Well, because you were expecting them once again to have a great year, 12 or 13 wins, like they did a year ago, and get back to the Super Bowl. And there have been a variety of reasons why they're 4-4. But the question is, can they become a Super Bowl contender before the end of the season? If you don't think they are now, I'm not going to fight you on it. But it kind of doesn't matter if you're a Super Bowl contender right now.
Wow.
It matters if you're a Super Bowl contender in 6 weeks. And they've got some time to heal up, and we'll see how it all goes. This is Kyle Shanahan on how he was feeling on the Cowboys' last possession. That possession, of course, where they made no noise.
Big. When you're up 17 or whatever it was, 13, take it to a six-point game and you're getting the ball with 3 minutes left. I mean, that's just normal football. It's for the D to struggle for a couple series like they did, and then when they got it back for a possible game-winning drive to go 4-and-out was huge.
Can I listen to this again?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Because this is, he snuck it in there.
He did. He told the truth, though.
He snuck it in there.
Big. When you're up 17 or whatever it was, 13.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take it to a 6-point game and you're getting the ball with 3 minutes left. I mean, that's just normal football. It's for the D to struggle for a couple series like they did. And then when they got it back for a possible game winning drive to go 4 and out was huge.
Yeah. So
I love him, man.
So basically he was asked how concerned he was. And you know what he said? He said, we were up 17.
Yeah.
They got the ball back down 6. That's normal football. It happens. You saw what happened with the Commanders and the Bears.
Well,
how many
Lord.
Games come down to the last possession? I'll bet a fair percentage
last
of
last night's game came down to the last possession.
Exactly.
But, Stoddy, why did I hear him say, hey, Guru, I heard you earlier say you wanted to give the Niner defense a pass because they went to prevent defense. He said no. He said that they got had 2 times, and Dallas got the game within 6 points. So he didn't sugarcoat that as, oh, we just called the dogs off. That's what I appreciated. That's why it was so scary in real time. And I text you, Evan and Spadoni, like, this is not about to happen because of the 2 prior possessions, which resulted in CeeDee Lamb TDs. That's why I was like, well, that shocked me. I was still hadn't got over that. I'm like, the trifecta's coming? And it didn't. It did not. It didn't even get off the ground.
Right. But I do think the bigger point here is what fans pull hair over is something that professional coaches expect. And yeah, the 49ers are up 27-10. If they get a turnover there, it's over. Or they get a stop there, it's over. But what Kyle Shanahan, I hear him saying is, guys, you got to wake up. You can't win every game by 25 points. And we were up 17. They cut it to 6. That's normal football. It's a game of runs, and the 49ers turned the faucet off when they had to. Yeah.
Now, he's a part of it, though, Stoddy. 12-12 left in the game in the fourth quarter, up 17, 3rd and 1. You call the pass play, almost got picked. It didn't, but had you ran it,
and you
probably get a first.
You know what
and
I
they
would
don't
say?
Even get to go down there to get it within 10. You know what I mean? Like,
but it didn't happen.
It didn't.
And the other thing I would say is,
that can get you beat a different against a better team.
Well, the other thing I would say is, you know, that play by Purdy that could have gotten picked off. I hate to say it, but he's still a young quarterback. He's still a young quarterback, and he tried to make a little too much happen there, and luckily he got away with it, and he didn't throw an interception. That ball was going to be hard to intercept. It was spinning like a top.
But it was there.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? They ended up scoring on the drive after the punt. Now, maybe they score sooner there, give themselves more than one opportunity late in the game. But I thought Brock Purdy was really, really
no
good.
No interceptions to me, Stoddy. That's my biggest offensive takeaway.
And this is Kyle on Purdy's first half. You know what? I'll play it on the other side because we're up against it a little bit. That'll give me a chance to say 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners 30-24 win over Dallas. They were up 27-10. And my question to 49ers fans is, what do you put more stock into? The way they got that 27-10 lead or the concern over the Cowboys having a possession with a chance to drive the field, score, kick an extra point, and win the game.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.